It's the Fastlane on 101 ESPN with Brad Thompson and Chris Ron, Jimmy Anthony Stalter, Alex Ferrario, who does a great job on Ribs and BK each and every day here on 101 ESPN. Also, Blues pre, post, and intermission host. He's joining us. Alex, your thoughts on Alex Pietrangelo mentioning at stltoday.com that, you know, the family's not being allowed to one of the two hub cities might be a problem. What's your reaction on not only Petro's comments, but whether or not the other NHL players feel the same way?
The comments don't surprise me at all, especially when you're a new father of triplets at home and you've been home with them for 3 months and you kind of get the behind-the-scenes look of what life is like for your wife when you're away. So it makes a lot of sense that he'd said that. And, you know, don't read too much into it of Pietrangelo saying, you know, I'm not going to play if this is the case. I think it's just a problem still for the players because, one, they don't want to be away from their family for that long. And I know everybody's response to that is, well, you know, other people are away from their family all the time with work or they're used to it by 2 weeks. But, yeah, those are road trips. That's not three whole months if you go the distance to a Stanley Cup championship. Which they will.
Right.
Indeed, it's a lot different scenario. So from Pietrangelo's comments, it doesn't surprise me. This is still an issue in the NHL, which is why I think you haven't heard of a deal of here is the firm date of when phase four starts and the hub cities are going to happen. Hub cities are still up in the air, but I think it's still up in the air with the players, at least from my understanding of they have the medical procedures that they need to agree upon, especially with the outbreak with the Tampa Bay Lightning, and then the family thing, because there's a lot more players than just Pietrangelo talking about that.
Yeah, for sure, and probably a smart move just in general, knowing his wife might read some of those comments, to probably say, that not that he doesn't have those feelings, but no,
that's
smart.
That's what's called CYA.
That's right, cover it.
Cover it.
All right, so, and maybe this is me just being pessimistic at this point. You know, it's kind of weird, Alex. I find myself being overly optimistic when it comes to baseball, and then pessimistic coming to everything else.
I am the flip side of that.
It's so weird. I know. But I look at this and say, all right, well, they're still dwindling it down to the host cities. I would think that they probably have their logistics close to in check. But I look at the fact that there's not like a for sure plan. And I see that as a bad thing. Tell me why it's not a bad thing.
I don't think it's a bad thing in terms of not coming out with the for sure plan, because I think they do have the for sure plan. The problem that we're not hearing for that for sure plan is the players haven't agreed upon it. I believe, and I have no inside information on this, it's just kind of the people that I talk to have said it, that, you know, the medical procedures have been passed along. It's just a matter of both sides agreeing upon what those are. The format has been set. The 24-team playoff format, the round robin, the play-in games, and then the 16-team playoff. All of that is set. It's what hub cities are going to be there. And I think that's because, you know, there were two that were the ideal landing spot. But then I think there have been more interest in some of these other cities. Like, I know Edmonton has put like a whole new plan out there for the NHL. And in fact, Rivs and BK were talking with Jason Strudwick earlier today about that. So if Edmonton and Chicago are pouring all of these ideas in, the NHL is going to say, okay, well, maybe we should consider this. Yeah, exactly. So I think that plan is still the question mark. But in terms of the NHL return plan, that's set in stone. It's just a matter of getting over these last couple of hurdles.
You've been to Edmonton?
I have not been to Edmonton.
Okay.
I hear the stories.
I don't know anything about what it's like at all.
I've talked to Joey a couple times, and in terms of the ranking of NHL cities, Edmonton is towards the top, especially in the summertime. Wintertime, you know, obviously it's cold, but they have those underground tunnels that lead from the stadium hotels and other spots.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So they don't even have to walk
like
outside.
A pedway.
Exactly. So Edmonton's ideal. And one of the procedures, and again, this was just kind of something that I was hearing from some of the NHL insiders, like Edmonton has thrown out the idea of like having these private excursions for players and if families available to go like mountain climbing or hiking on their off days. So I think that's why Edmonton has probably jumped in front of these areas than some of the other teams.
Okay. So, you know, you did say earlier that there obviously Alex Pietrangelo is speaking, but clearly he is not the only person who feels this way.
Right.
Do you have an idea of how many people would seriously think about not doing it because of stuff like this? Like, if he's told, and the rest of the league is told, I'm sorry, but you can't bring your extended family with you.
Right.
You can't bring, you know, your immediate family, either all of your kids and your wife. You can't really do that. We only have so much space. so this is how it's going to be if you want to play. How many guys do you think would say, all right, well, I'm not doing it?
If I had to put a number on it, and this is just me speaking here, I would put it somewhere between 20 and 30% probably, because if you look at the NHL, it is a younger man's game now. Like, you don't see a whole lot of Alexander Steens or guys who are in their late 30s that are looking at retiring that have a full family, especially ones that are in the playoffs. It's more, you know, mid-20s, early 20 players, younger guys who probably would be fine with leaving their significant other for a couple of months and going to a hub city. I don't know if it's enough players right now that it would alter the league in terms of not having the chance to go play for a Stanley Cup. I think the thought of being away for 3 months is changing some of their opinions, but I can't see it being as much of a ordeal as we're seeing in the NBA of players saying, no, I'm not going to do that. Whether it be family purposes or whether it be health purposes, because I know that's a lot of the players as well. I mean, Minnesota Wild didn't even start phase two until today because they were concerned about the health situation. So I think those two are kind of coinciding with each other right now before phase three can get underway.
Alex Ferrari, our Blues pre, post, and intermission host, joins us right now on 101 ESPN. It's Vladimir Tarasenko. I know he was one of the first ones on the ice on Monday when the Blues kind of opened up their training camp, so to speak. It sounded like he was close to returning before the season got delayed. I would imagine there's no issues whatsoever, even though there has been now a big delay for him. I imagine, Alex, there's no delay for Vladimir Tarasenko, no concern with him returning to the ice when the NHL gets going next month.
My concern disappeared when I saw him squatting his wife on Instagram. That's what I'm like, okay, I guess this guy's okay, ready to come back now.
Shoulder looks pretty good.
Yeah, looks like we're in good shape right now.
Well, in fairness, his wife wasn't checking him into the boards. I mean, his legs look sturdy.
Very, very fair comments and rebuttal on that one, BT.
Yeah, you're right. No, I am the negative hockey guy.
Yeah. You really are pessimistic right now.
That's my bad.
Aren't you? Jeez, let's switch to baseball here, guys.
Okay, it's going to happen, Alex.
As he comes back with me a little bit ago, look, hockey's not a solidified area right now. No, look, in the terms of Vladimir, I was surprised when he said that he was close to returning. Now, I know Doug Armstrong at the time was saying that he was going to come back, but he made it seem like his shoulder was in good enough shape for him to come back at 100%. So now you're getting a Vladimir Tarasenko that was already ready to return, but add 3 more months into it. The shoulder, I think, is as strong as can be for number 91. It's the mindset right now, and that's the part that I think other teams are underestimating when you go into this playoff format with Tarasenko. Yeah, he was injured, and yeah, he missed a lot of time, but so did everybody else. 6 months compared to 3 months, it's not that much of a difference for guys being away from the ice. Tarasenko is hungry to return, and you could hear it in his conversation with Curbs yesterday, and I believe we played it last night on This Week in Hockey. You can look it up on the podcast, but he sounds hungry to return. His shot, I think, is stronger than it ever has been. So I think that's what kind of gives this Blues team that extra edge when you get into a 2014 playoff format.
I wonder what it feels like for these guys, Alex. And I guess we don't even know because we're in phase two. Round about, what, a dozen guys that are skating here in phase two. But I bet this is a really weird thing, knowing you're going into the playoffs and you feel strong. Like, that's never happened for any of these guys before. I wonder what that looks like.
I can only imagine, too, from these guys, because, I mean, even with a normal offseason, like, let's say you play 2 rounds into the playoffs. That normal offseason, you're still dealing with those pains when you start the regular season up. That's why in training camps and preseason games, some of those guys only play 1 or 2 games because they're still handling those injuries. This is something that's uncharted territory for these guys in terms of 3 months of nothing. Like, I know Oscar Sundquist has stayed in St. Louis to rehab his injury that he was dealing with before the season went on pause. So you have 100% health on Oscar Sundquist. But the part that gets me and why this one's so, I think, going to be entertaining is everybody's on the same playing field. Everybody's been away from the ice for probably their entire life, the longest that it's ever been in their entire life, so 3 months. So everyone's going to be getting back out there looking like a baby deer on the ice. Everyone's going to be trying to find that shot back. And then you get to that health standard where everyone's on the same playing field, which is why the playoffs are going to be very intriguing.
How much of an impact does not having anybody in the building have on them? Because a lot of guys say that they can't always hear what's going on because they're so focused on the ice and, you know, you've got the glass.
Right.
So it sort of, you know, kind of amplifies what's happening on the ice to you.
Right.
Does it, I mean, but you know when you're in a building of 19,000 people too. So is it going to have much of a difference?
I don't know if it will in terms of the players because it's the playoffs. If this was regular season, like if they were starting to play the next 2 months of the regular season and then go into the playoffs, I think that would kind of catch those guys off guard. But Ryan O'Reilly said it best a couple weeks ago on the show. You know, once game starts, you completely forget about the fans that are in the stands anyway. Like, you hear them, yes, and it's harder to talk to your teammates, but they're not concentrating on the guys around the glass or concentrating on the guys that are booing them on the power play because they're focused into the game. Now, take that and amplify it to a playoff format where everyone's on the same level, and you have to be ready, and you're stuck in a hub city, and the only thing you're focused on is the game. So I would imagine when it comes to fans, like, it's going to be weird probably when they take those warm-ups and look up, and it's empty seats, and there's nothing going on. But once the puck drops, I don't think it's going to affect them at all.
Well, here's the thing to follow up there. How are they going to know, without fans in the building, how are they going to know when to shoot?
Clear the puck!
Clear the puck guy.
Yeah, I was a big-time clear the puck guy. Postseason.
All of us are.
Clear the puck.
Yeah.
Clear it.
We all wear shirts that say clear the puck.
I think shoot bothers me more than clear the puck, though.
Okay,
like,
good.
People that stand... The power play, when the player is literally skating into the neutral zone with a puck, and someone's like, just shoot the puck already! Come on.
There's actual plays going on.
Yeah, they're actually trying to do something here.
Alex, great stuff as always, man.
Guys, it's always fun to talk.
Alex Ferrario, you hear him weekly in BK and Rivs. You'll hear him eventually, Blues pregame, postgame, and intermission host as well on the Blues Radio Network, right here on 101 ESPN. What's Trending is next in the Fast Lane.